going to talk to now to Robert Moss from Tosca Green Communities. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning, Noel. How are things?
How are you? Just the first thing I have to say to you on what day is today? Friday? On Wednesday. I was walking through Coolock Village and just facing the opening way you go into the church there. I don't know whether you know it or not, but there was this beautiful garden, small little house, fantastic garden. And just myself and the wife were just standing there going, wow, what colours and blah. And this man came along and he said, do you like that? And I said, yeah, it's terrific. Do it yourself. I did. He said, would you like to see me back? I just made a joke and he said, no, I mean the back garden. So I went in. Well, I'd have to tell you, Robert, it was the most spectacular thing I'd ever seen. The man lives alone, did it himself. It's absolutely wonderful. He actually had a bag of flowers and seeds and all that in a bag. He said he was had to be down in the local centre buying it. But it was the most. The reason I have to mention is because the most spectacular garden I've seen, even compared to Bloom, it was wonderful. The colours was just heavenly. That's the only word I can use. So there you go. That's the end of my rant.
Yeah, well, the gardens are at their height at this time of the year, and it makes all the difference. You know, if you're walking down a street and there's even, you know, one garden that really makes the effort, it just kind of lifts the whole experience of walking home from work or walking to work. You know, mm-hmm. Cheers you up a little bit.
Yeah, it was just the colours that caught me so much. And then, as I said, when I went out the back, a sea of colour. It was unbelievable. I mean,
it's wonderful when it all comes together like that in a garden.
Okay, now we're going to talk about the Holt Harbour Nature Walk. Tell us about it.
This is coming up, not this Sunday, it's next Sunday, the 17th of July. And it'll be with Brendan Price. Some of your listeners may know of Brendan. He's involved with the Irish Seal Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And so no better man to give us a nature walk around Howth Harbour. The fishermen there will also be involved. So we're going to speak to the fishermen about their knowledge and experience of the marine wildlife around Howth, around the coast of North County Dublin, and throughout the UNESCO biosphere, the Dublin Bay UNESCO biosphere, which some listeners may be aware of, some may not be. It's quite a special allocation. A biosphere is an area of important habitat for nature that also involves human beings, and what better example than Dublin Bay as well as containing a lot of very important wildlife habitats, such as the wintering grounds for the brent geese that come here every winter all the way from Greenland, mm-hmm. And important breeding colonies for seabirds such as Island's Eye. It also contains the capital city of a country. So it's a classic example of a lot of people involved side to side with a lot of very important nature and natural history assets. And I suppose in our own kind of way, we've evolved together quite well. And Howth stands out as a location that really emphasizes what the UNESCO biosphere is there to protect and to promote, because really Howth is one of those locations within the County Dublin that the people of Dublin go to get away from Dublin. It's where you go in Dublin to get away from Dublin.
Exactly. I mean, I live just down the road from it, a 10-minute drive, when it's not a great day and the traffic is jock-a-block. I was only mentioning at the beginning of the show that I was out there yesterday sweltering, and I always end up heading up to the summit, and it's a wonderful, wonderful walk around. And if I'm not up there, then I'm walking from Alohai to Portmarnock, and they're both great walks, and the coastline is wonderful, but Howth to me is a very special place. And I should
it
everyone,
is,
and they're beginning to exploit it now, Robert, with the walks and stuff like that. This is an example of it, but like tourism and talking about the history of the place, it's only in recent years it's been exploited, and I believe they're bringing the tram back.
Oh, that's excellent news. More trams, less cars. I'm sure that will be a benefit. You're right, though. The Howth is a very special place, and it's ideal as a a site and a location for promoting tourism, but in a way that is working with nature and explaining about nature and protecting nature at the same time. It can be done. And certainly Brendan Price, the Irish Seal Sanctuary, and a lot of the fishermen there, they would be enthusiastic advocates of that, as is Antarctica Green Communities. So we're having a nature walk there around Howth Harbour. It's fairly relaxed. We're going to meet up at 12 p.m. on the West Pier outside the lifeguard station. That's the pier closest to the Howth Dart Station, mm-hmm. not the pier with the lighthouse at the end of it.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to meet up there about 12 p.m., 12 noon on Sunday, 17th of July. And it should be a very interesting day. You know, we'll have a walk and a guide around the lifeguard station and the dive station. Hopefully, we can have a cruise around the harbour in the dive boat and have a look at some of the Atlantic grey seals there. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to tap into the experience and knowledge and anecdotes of people who have worked in the sea. As fishermen for decades, so yeah. I mean they know their stuff.
It sounds great, but if people if people want to book as well, I mean you can turn up on the afternoon on the 17th, 4 o'clock, as you say there. But if people want to book, they can pre-book if they want to, can't they?
Yeah, if they want to contact me, my email address is rmoss@eeu.antarctica.org. It might be easiest just to go to the Green Communities website. That's worldwideweb.greencommunitiesireland.org, and the contact details are there, and they can just send me an email or give me a call and I can explain the details. But it's a free event, so okay. The more the merrier.
Okay, that's... And, I was just going to say that's happening now, the 17th, next Sunday, the Irish Lifeguard Station, 4 o'clock, West Pier in Howth Harbour.
Well, it's 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock, so if people
12
come along,
sorry,
then
they're wrong.
12,
but
that would be ideal.
Okay, if you see... sorry, Robert, go on.
I was just going to say there's a few other events coming up as well your listeners might be interested in. On the 6th of August, there's a Fringe Harvest Festival being held by WARC. Out in Walkinstown Green, and that will involve a lot of craft stalls and workshops and talks, and people are welcome to come along to that. Again, it's another free event, and that's held in Walkinstown, Dublin 12. If people want more information, they can send an email to info@walk.ie. And that will be on the 6th of August. And another important event coming up is the Green Flag Award for Parks ceremony. On the 21st of this month, we have the results for Ireland's Green Flag mm-hmm. Award winners. Last year we had 6, and this year we now have 25 candidates. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that we get a good number of parks awarded the Green Flag Award this year. It's the first year that it's actually run nationally, and the results will be announced on the 21st of July. So that's another important development that's been going on. Obviously, you were talking earlier about the importance of a garden or a park in the urban landscape. And I think it's important that we have these awards. You know, there are many different awards and annual mm-hmm. events to promote excellence in everything from design to architecture and landscaping. But there's nothing to credit a very well-run and beautiful public park.
Indeed.
And I think it's important, you know, for the benefit of everyone, not least park users, that where a park really is run well, and the park staff are passionate about what they're doing, they get an award for that, and they get recognition for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something for all green spaces to aspire towards.
Well,
I
was just going to say, there's one thing I noticed going around in the States, that a lot of the communities in the estates, they're spending a lot more time out there cutting grass and putting in flowers, especially around the nameplates and all sorts of things they're doing. And it's an experience to walk into some of the estates, and it's spreading, which is terrific. both for the people themselves, but also for the environment and keeping a place like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's important, you know. I mean, who wants to live in an area or a street that's just a mess, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just hurry down it as quickly as possible. You're not going to linger, are you?
Yeah.
The more well-kept a place is, the better for everyone, you know. People want to do business there. They want to visit there. Yeah, I mean, what they're doing is of importance and well worth mentioning.
Okay, well, I'll mention those both things, Robert, about Sunday week and also about the Walkinstown Walk in the course of the programme. Just before I let you go, it's a horrible bum note to end on, but with all the controversy with the bin charges, are you fearful at all that about tipping and all that fly tipping? I mean, it's happening even at the moment, but it could escalate.
Probably it will. When money is involved, it probably will do, yeah. Mm-hmm. I fear personally, you know, that these decisions are kind of made by people who don't live in the areas where fly tipping occurs, you know.
Yes, yeah. No, I just noticed an article in the paper about some American tourists making an observation and taking pictures on the main road going down to Wicklow, and there was a lot of it going on the side of the highway there, so I mean, that's without what's going to happen maybe next year with the costs when they come in. Anyway, we get back more to something more cheerful, and I'll give all the details Sunday week from 12 to 4 and get people to meet at the lifeguard station in West
Bear. Very good.
Thanks very much, Robert. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks very much, Noel.
Thank you. Bye. There you go, that's it. Bye-bye. And that's Robert Moss from Itoshka. And that walk, again, I just mentioned, it's not this Sunday, it's the following Sunday. It's 12 to 4. And you can meet at the Irish Lifeguard Station, West Pier in Howth Harbour. And then in August on the 6th, they have a walk. Green Communities group walk will be holding a harvest festival on the 6th of August at the Walkinstown Green Community Facility from 12 to 4 as well. So... there you go. Okay, we go for a break.